Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hi, you're listening to the My Reality Says podcast, brought to you by My Therapist Says. We're here to discuss everything pop culture, influencers, blind gossip, and of course, reality TV. We put the tea in reality.
Hi there.
Hi, you're watching the My Reality Says podcast. We're so excited to gossip with you today. We're going to be discussing buying Beverly Hills, Kardashians, and the new Lindsay Lohan comeback movie. We are so excited.
We have so many thoughts, not all of them good.
A lot of things bored us this episode, but we're gonna give our thoughts, so get excited. Let's get into it. Let's move on to buying Beverly Hills.
Oh my god, yes.
I'm okay.
We're gonna discuss the first four episodes.
Yes, I thought that wakes me up. I would be so into this show, but I'm pretty bored of it.
There's
honestly
no storylines.
People are comparing it more to Million Dollar Listing,
like Selling Sunset.
Yeah, because Selling Sunset is like true reality TV show.
They have great characters. They have great villains.
Yeah,
and I still don't. I don't know if Selling Sunset will even be good without Christine.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, they need a Christine Quinn in this show.
Oh, 100%.
And I know they're trying to make Melissa that.
Yeah, but I mean, no, like she's really not. She doesn't have the main character
Nobody is compelling. Nobody's main character energy. Farrah is great.
Yeah, I love Farrah. She seems like so hardworking. Yeah. She's like,
but not main character energy. She's not giving enough. Like she's withholds a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Alexia.
Oh my god, she bothers me so much.
Alexia is a mini Kyle.
Oh yeah, 100%. The way that she just cries whenever like any kind of criticism is sent
her
way.
She's so spoiled, honestly.
Is giving Kyle.
It shows her privilege, which is amazing.
And she sounds exactly like
Kyle. She sounds like Kyle. She laughs like Kyle. She cries like Kyle. I don't know how someone can be so much like their mom that it's amazing. If you close your eyes, you think it's Kyle. And like, it always like trips me out. I'm like, when I'm watching it and I'm doing something, I'm cooking or something, and I'm like, was that Kyle finally? Did she make an appearance? And it's never Kyle. Kyle.
Yeah. And Kyle is never on the show.
No, I want to see her on the show. I want to see
I think it's like contractual because Bravo's
not allowed.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably, maybe. Because like, I mean, I understand like her daughter's trying to like, you know, be the stars of this and like have their own storylines and their own like drama, their own shows, which is weird because they never really make huge appearances on Real Housewives.
No.
But like they're doing this, and like I get that they're passionate about real estate. They have this family business that's amazing. Kind of low key shade that Mauricio never gave credit to Rick Hilton and his whole real estate company starting him.
He fully started him up, and then during the show he was like, actually, Kyle just turned to me and said, why don't you start in real estate? And
yeah, really? Like, that was so random. Out of the blue.
It was all Kyle's idea, not Rick Hilton's.
Not the fact that Rick has been doing this for years.
And you poached all of your clients from his company and brought them to yours.
Yeah, the reason why the agency is so huge.
Put some respect on his name.
I mean, I feel like they're still competing because like Hilton and Highland is still around.
Yeah.
And they're employing now Baron Hilton, like Baron Hilton's wife, Tessa. And just like all their children are like working there now. And it's like the whole like little family rivalries.
Yeah.
And like they get the same kind of big listings, right?
I feel like they should just like combine.
Honestly. It's like the competitiveness is a little much. I can't like imagine that. Like it's weird to me.
And but you see it play out like all these like dynamics now in and with Beverly their
children
Hills.
Too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, 100%. So like we have Alexia being like this like young protagonist, and she's like the kind of like the center of the show almost. And I feel like she's the only one willing to give that like main character energy
but
to the show.
But it's so unlikable.
But it seems
like
forced.
I don't want to watch her cry over like being a
sucking at real estate.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, she has the easiest job in the world because it's all set out for
nepotism.
Her. It's all given to her on a silver platter. Yeah. She just has to do a little tiny bit of research. I mean, she grew up in that house.
She can't even remember the Carrera marble.
She grew up there. I'm like, I don't understand. Like, I'm getting like, angry. I'd be able to tell the marbles if I didn't live there. I feel like I know more about that house because it's been on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Than I could talk about it more. Like, it was crazy. Like, how can you not remember? If you can't remember basic facts about a house, you can't be a realtor. That's really all you have to do.
Yeah.
It's not a like, taxing job. You're not saving lives.
Remember a few facts and you're good to go.
Yeah. Like, no, like, key information. The school's around, the square footage, the materials it's made out of.
I was shocked.
And she gets so flustered. She's like, oh, my God, why'd you ask me? But also, this whole show, it's like, it feels very unnatural because I feel like every person on the show does not like cameras around and is not used to it and is playing up to the cameras. It's also contrived and fake.
Yeah. Like, I know Mauricio doesn't feel like...
He's the only one who's a natural because I feel like he's had experience.
Yeah.
Everyone else seems like, oh my God, there's cameras here. Okay, guys, let's talk.
Yeah.
Like, it's so fake.
Also, I feel like the whole dynamics of the, like...
Junior agents versus senior agents.
It's all so weird.
And like Sonica, like who's Sonica? Like why is she in this? Like she's not interesting. She doesn't bring anything to the show. Who's like, all these guys are interchangeable. I can't tell the difference between all of them.
And all they do is like talk about how they're all
and
like,
they'll talk shit about each other.
Cooking up with each other. And I don't know. It's
and
just
like the
really
guys
boring.
Have this weird competition and like nobody cares. And they're all scared shitless of Mauricio and they keep calling him Jesus Christ. And I'm like, what is happening on this show? Why are you trying to make it something that's it's not?
Yeah, it's too much like $1 million listing, not enough selling Sunset.
No.
And like, although I will say the houses are so much nicer than on Selling
Sunset. See, I don't think they are so much nicer. I just think they're nice. I just don't think they're so much nicer. I love the houses on Selling Sunset.
They are nice on Selling Sunset, but
even the smaller, cheaper ones are nice.
On the show are like insanity.
But this is what's proving to me that literally like something could be hundreds of millions and can still be not as nice as a $5 million house done nicely.
Yeah.
Like they're just all about the amount and not no taste. Yeah. Like they're not particularly amazing.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the houses I feel like on buying Beverly Hills are actually Beverly Hills and then I think on
Sunset is everywhere.
It's a lot of houses in the valley and stuff, which obviously is going to bring down the price tag and stuff. So,
but like that girl from Dubai touring the $70 million house was a vibe.
Oh my god. I was like, goals.
In Dubai we have Bugatti, not Camel.
How many cars can you fit in this garage?
Perfect. I collect cars. I'm like, yes, I would like a show about this girl.
Yeah, honestly.
Going to buy bling.
Please.
Oh, it was amazing. And like, it was just weird, like cameos of people, like Olivia and Natalie making an appearance. And I was like, ooh, Kardashian versus happening. Like, what's happening? And like, just like, it's nice that like they keep doing all these little like cameos. But, like, nothing seems natural. Yeah. Everything seems contrived.
Everything is, like, also very forgettable. Yeah. Like, I've watched, like, the first four episodes. Remember shit. And I still don't remember these, like, kids' names.
Okay,
like,
main takeaways. Farrah not being able to have a talk about her relationship status.
That was
sad.
So fucked up. Like,
that was sad.
Yeah.
And I don't get it. I don't know, like, if Paris Hilton needs to sit her down or somebody needs to sit her down and be like, girl, stop being so nice. Why? What are you scared of? You bring so much to the table. Why are you scared to have this conversation?
If you can't have that conversation,
you shouldn't be together
with your partner. Yeah. What can you even talk
like,
about?
Like, why
then?
Are you uncomfortable?
That's, this is your life. You should be able to, like, bring that up. And that should be brought up, like, first date.
Seriously. I mean, okay, we're crazy. For us, it's first date. But maybe for normal people, like, I don't know, like 6 months into it, you can talk. If someone doesn't bring
not
up
like
seeing a future with you and a marriage with you in 6 months, they won't, okay? Yeah. It's not going to happen. And I've seen it happen so many times. I've had friends that, like, date someone for 7 years and it never happens. And then the guy will go and marry the girl he's been dating for 5 months after that. And I'm like, you should know. You should have these conversations.
You should have brought this up earlier.
Don't waste your time.
I mean, it did work out for her, clearly. She's getting married, but I just feel like it could have happened
just, like,
a lot earlier.
I just feel like she deserves, like, less of a desperate energy.
Yeah.
Like, she deserves someone
so
who's, like,
successful. She's
beautiful.
Like, beautiful, yeah.
And sweet.
Yeah.
And smart. And she's, like, level-headed. She just seems like a cool person.
Yeah.
And, like, I just feel like a guy should be, like, dying to marry her, not the other way around.
Exactly.
And when she brought it up to him, and he was like, well, what do you mean? You, like, basically live here. I would, like, leave right there.
That's, like, a red flag.
Like, okay, like, I'm not going to be like, hey, there's an ultimatum, marry me by this date. But, like, hey, do you want to get married or not?
Like, we need to be on the same page.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, is this something we want? Because she didn't even know. She's like, yeah. I don't even know where his head's at. I'm like, how? You've been together for a while. It's so confusing to me.
This should be the basic of the relationship. Like, it makes me sad. And, like, making sure
that there are women out there who are afraid to bring up these kind of subjects, I guess a hard subject matter, with their significant other. But, like, if you can't talk about everything and anything, how are you together? You're supposed to be best friends.
Yeah.
You're supposed to.
It should be an open, like, conversation. Discussion. Yeah.
And, like, how you someone feels about you shouldn't be a secret, like, 4 years into a relationship. Like.
Yeah. No, I didn't get that. What else?
My other takeaway.
Okay.
The whole Alexia, Melissa, Farah thing. It's like, okay, Melissa's friends with Farah. She lives in her house, whatever. Obviously, she, like, wants to be friends with, like, you know, the whatever people. But then, like, you go and talk shit about Alexia. Is this because somebody on the show needs to be a villain? Because it all seemed fake.
Yeah. Also, it's just like... She did do a horrible job. She I was did. Kind of like
it was like a D plus.
Okay, so she was right. Like
when she said, "Oh, it's a B plus," I was like, "What? Where?" I was like, "No, it's not."
I didn't find it that horrible of a thing to do because, like, she actually was bad.
She should have told her though.
Yeah,
should have been like, "Hey, girl, maybe remember things more." And then, like, you know, Alexia always has an excuse for everything. She's always like, oh my God, it was a last minute showing. I wasn't ready.
Somebody showed up and I freaked out. And
okay, like, well, you were supposed to be prepared for Ali's listing. Yeah. You weren't. Also, that influencer on it too. It's like, it's all influencers on this show. Because I follow her.
Ali Lutz, it was on the hills way back. She was the girl who came into Brody Jenner's room and said, I'm looking for my ring in the middle of the night.
Oh my God.
While Kristen Cavallari was in bed. With Brody. Oh my God. I don't know if you remember that episode. I forgot about that.
Holy.
This girl has been around for a while.
When she came on screen, her face looked so familiar to me. I was like, oh my God, I've seen this girl before.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, she's a reality TV veteran.
Well, she's the only one who's natural on camera.
Yeah.
She, like, was totally normal. She was, like, she wasn't even on The Hills long enough, but she's just, like, natural.
She has more main character energy. She does. I actually wish she has a lot of energy. Saw more of her on the show than.
Exactly. She actually has more, like, charisma and, like, that sparkle than, like, Alexia and Farah put together.
Yes, I agree.
So, like, I just wanted to keep watching her. I was like, bring more Ali. I want to watch Ali. Bring her back. She actually looks like she belongs on Selling Sunset.
Oh, 100%.
Like, the whole thing.
The whole blonde vibe.
Yeah, the whole vibe. And, you know, like, on Selling Sunset, they try to do the same thing where it's like, oh my God, we worship the Oppenheimer brothers. We're so scared of them. Yeah. They're the Jesus Christ of real estate. But, like, it's like, you know, not really, like, they don't care. It's just kind of fun to watch. Like, they kind of act like it more naturally and more, like, actually they're, like a
they
boss.
They seem more like a family that, like, hangs out together and, like, does
exactly.
stuff. Versus
these people.
They're, like, putting him on a shrine.
Yeah,
and, like,
they're praying to him. And, like, they're so scared of him. And, like, they're doing everything just, like, to advance in this, like, weird, like, company. And, like, the whole company culture seems weird because it seems fun. But, like, it's too weird, like, people are acting strange.
I'm just like, not, it's not fun to watch.
No I was actually very disappointed. I would rate it like a 5 out of 10. It was same. Not like as entertaining. To be fair, it's the same vibe I got from Selling the OC.
I didn't finish watching it. Really into it.
I watched one episode, I was done. I was like, no.
I didn't like Selling OC. I actually liked Selling Tampa.
I loved Selling Tampa. Yeah. I can't wait for another season of that.
Oh, it got canceled.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I'm sad.
I loved the Chad Ochocinco.
I know.
They were so fabulous.
I really liked
Selling I really liked it. I actually enjoyed seeing the houses in Tampa. I enjoyed seeing, like, you know, it's like such a small town vibe.
Yeah.
But, like, the houses were beautiful. Definitely better than Miami houses, I'll tell you that. So, like, I just, like, I don't know. I just thought the girls were so fun to watch. And, like, I really liked them.
The storylines were great.
Yeah. Like, there was some good, like, competitive. And it was nice because it was all female boss. Like, that's not, like, it's, like, annoying to watch all these people just, like, you know, cower for these big men who are just like, oh, my God. I mean, Oppenheimers are not big men. But
and they were, like, starting more from, like, the ground up.
Yeah.
Versus, like, all of these like big real estate companies have been around
exactly for a while, like they're actually real.
Yeah,
I have a lot of friends who work with the agency. And I'm just like, oh my god, like I don't care about this, like I don't want to hear about all your parties, like every week there's like an agency party and like it's funny. And like I just feel like they did not like include in the show a lot of like the fun actual like agents that work there. It was all just like done to give I think Alexia a platform,
which she does not deserve.
No, because she's like, I've been trying to find a job for 5 years trying to figure out what I need to do, but I'm like, real estate is not it.
You're not trying hard enough, at least
like try to be an influencer, it's easy. Like you're
you have not the platform, like you have followers, you have the family,
people care,
you have the money to buy all the clothes, whatever,
just go off. You live at home. I love that she's like, I live at home, pulls up to every listing in a gorgeous Porsche, has a new Chanel bag every episode. I'm like, okay, well, I would love to have access to Kyle's closet.
Yeah.
I would not forget the name
she
of Marvel.
She bothers me because I just feel like she's not taking advantage of her opportunity.
She's very much like, woe is me. Feel bad for me. Everyone's bullying me.
I think Farrah actually is taking advantage of her and she's opportunities doing well. And she's killing it. But Alexia just like, this is not for her.
I was very surprised by the amount of respect like Farrah commands, you know. I just like, I was like, wow, like,
well, she's been doing it for a really long time.
They're just like, oh, she's like this amazing agent, she's killing it, I want her approval. And I'm like, oh, like I guess she's doing really well. That's exciting.
No, she's one of like the top agents, I think.
And then I felt bad. First of all, her house is so cute.
Yeah,
and I love her cats. I love that she has cats. It's really cute. And I love that she just like, she doesn't seem like she's interested in being on TV.
Yeah.
She just there she because she has to be.
She seems kind of like, my dad made me do this kind of thing, and I'm just doing my job, and there's cameras around me. I versus guess like, she's like making storylines.
Like she's working it, Aren't you getting, like, don't you get that vibe from a lot of their, like, cousins, like Richard's cousins, who are like, okay, we're not Paris and Nikki, like, we don't actually care. They're always in the background, but, like, they don't try to be famous.
Yeah.
Like, they're not trying to lean into anything.
No, I feel like she's
a lot of them have like private profiles.
Live a, like, normal life. Yeah. Which, like, I mean, well, I don't blame them for it.
She's just like, I just want to be a mom. I'm like, I get you.
I feel like she just wants to live a normal life and, like, her dad is just and doing this for Alexia.
I mean, obviously being on reality TV has transformed everything for their family. It like made them happen.
Oh yeah, and it made the agency so happen rich. Also.
Yeah, exactly. So like it gave you all your success, all your everything. So like I understand how like they're like, listen, we keep getting these opportunities, so let's like move on and pass it on to the next generation.
Yeah.
Because this opens doors.
100%.
And I get it. And they probably see the success the Oppenheimer group probably now gets because of the show.
They were like, I know Kyle Richards was like kicking herself somewhere that she didn't think about this idea.
No, she's probably like, we're leaving money on the table.
Yeah.
We need to get
she's
there.
She's like, I am the queen of reality TV. We need to do this right now.
Exactly. Because like all these people already have been on TV. So like it wouldn't be. But like it's just like I feel like Selling Sunset does something right where they only show the agents that are like, look a certain way, act a certain way. It's like a very like, you know, it's a look. Yeah. It's a vibe. It's like, I mean, not everyone who works there is on the show.
Exactly.
Only certain people are the ones that make a good TV show.
The interesting
ones. Yeah, yeah. And I feel like whoever cast this, they were not on the same, like, wavelength. Like, these people are not interesting to watch.
Yeah.
No, or particularly, like, beautiful or aspirational. Like, on Selling Sunset, I'm like, oh, my God, I wish I looked like her. Oh, my God, and I wish like, I had that car. Oh, my God, look at clothing. Her outfit, the clothing. And then, like, these people, I'm like,
And just like the storylines are way better.
Yeah,
like,
there's no storylines.
Yeah.
Like, there's no actual feuds. And like they keep trying to like force storylines. Like when Alexia pulled like what Ben aside and was like, Ben? Yeah, in the pagoda. And she was like,
do you still like me?
Yeah, don't you have feelings for me? And he's like, no. And like it didn't make any sense because like nobody needed that conversation.
Yeah.
She's like, we haven't talked about it in 2 years. I'm like, why not? Because neither of you cares. That's why you haven't talked about it in 2 years.
He's just going to continue making weird sexual innuendos the entire show, which makes me uncomfortable.
We hooked up, we did this. We played pool in the car.
Oh, me and Alexia have been in this back house. Like,
what is his name? I actually forgot his name. Is it Joey?
I think it's Joey.
Ben. Oh, yeah. Ben is the other one.
Ben is Ben Belak, the super realtor.
They're all memorable enough. Yeah. They all mix in. And then this poor guy
was meshing into the same person.
Basically. And then this poor guy was trying to get like his like listing from his family, and his family's like, we don't trust you. And I'm like, yo.
That's cool. How does your own family not trust you?
If you get how your own family's you? Listing, who's going to trust you?
Honestly, I feel like him and Alexia work well together because they the both seem like nepotism little kids who like aren't good at their job.
Like, I don't get it. And like, you know, he's like, oh yeah, I love the family. I wish I was a part of this family. And not hard enough.
He was like also like shitting on Ben Black the whole time, but he was like, like Ben Black sells the most homes, so I'm like,
they were shitting on each other in the funniest, weirdest like rivalry.
It was like he was complimenting him while shitting on him.
And then like the scenes with like the other agents, like, you know, like there's like Sonica and that other guy, and like they were testing them at this house, this whole thing, like Mauricio pops up out of nowhere, it's a pop quiz, and I'm like, what is happening on this show? Why are we watching this?
This is the weirdest storyline ever.
Like, this is like a real estate course I didn't sign up for. It just makes me feel like I would do this job better than all of them.
Oh no, I was thinking that the whole time.
I'm like, this is so easy.
Wait, should we do this on the side?
Yeah, like why don't I have my license?
Should we start the My Reality Says agency?
My Realty.
My Realty Says.
Like, honestly, we could have a show. Like, this is dumb. Yeah. Like, this show makes no sense. And then like the previews for the next episodes, like there was no drama to look forward to.
I'm very bored, and
I can't wait to finish it, honestly, and I'm just gonna like be over.
I don't even know if I'm gonna finish I don't it, think, to be honest.
Let us know if you want us to watch it and talk about it.
Yeah.
Because like we're just like not particularly committed to it. And you know, I know that the test is if I put on a show and my boyfriend starts like to get into it or not.
Oh yeah.
And this one, he's like, why are you watching this?
If he starts asking questions, like, oh my God, who did that? Why did you say that?
Yeah, like every reality show. Like I'll literally watch like Married at First Sight and he'll be like, oh, this is fun. Yeah. Like it'll be something that catches attention. This
is like,
I was watching the whole episode.
Watching
like,
paint dry.
Yeah, he's like, why are you watching this? Is this TLC? I'm confused. What's happening?
Oh my God, it does give TLC energy,
right? He's like, okay, I don't get it, why are you watching these houses? Who are these people? And I'm like, I don't know. They're forcing these people down our throat,
boring us to death. Oh God,
I'm done with it, honestly. Like the same thing happened to Selling the OC. Half an episode we're like, no,
it's not for me.
It's not happening. Like,
no, the characters were just not giving.
No, but you know what I do love? I think it's because it's Adam DeVello. That whole, like, the way the Selling Sunset and OC is shot in, like, the same way that, you know, the hills on Laguna Beach was shot with this glowy light. Everything is golden. And, all like, the LA light. Yeah, the golden hour. Yeah. Everything is beautiful. Everyone's glowing and, like, you know.
Buying Beverly Hills is shot like
that. No, it's not. It's shot very, like, dark and, like, kind of, like, dreary.
Style, almost. Yeah.
And, like, you know, the colors are not, like, LA is such a bright city. Everything looks good in LA. Like, even the Real Housewives look so bright and, like, juicy. Like, the colors, right?
It needs to be, like, visually appealing. Yeah. And then they'll be, like, we want to watch this to, like, escape and have, like...
Yeah.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Have like house goals, porn at least, and then they're like, look at this beautiful view, and it's like pitch like dark or gray, and like there's no contrast, there's no, you can't see the water, you can't see anything. It's so confusing. No,
we need to have the aesthetic.
No, that's... no, do you need that like Selling Sunset filter?
Yeah,
actually I want that filter for life. If I ever filmed anything, I want to be filmed like with that camera.
You need this video right now to be in that.
I don't know what filter that is, but I need to know.
They all look so glowing and tan.
Beautiful. To be fair, when I met Christine in real life, she looked like that in real life.
You're like, wait, where's the filter?
I'm like, I thought it was a filter. Why are you so beautiful?
Oh, God.
Anyways, let's move on to the Kardashians.
Okay. Another episode where I wasn't really vibing with it.
It was a little boring.
They were, and it's like, I feel like for the past three episodes, they've been getting ready for the Met. And like Courtney's wedding. It. Like, can we just like get to the Met and the wedding already? Like, it's so much build up and
kind of
like,
drawn out.
Her just like trying on the dress again and again, and like,
and they keep making changes to it, and it just gets uglier and uglier.
Yeah,
and I'm like, why do you keep cutting stuff away? Put it back.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I was very bored with this. And also, okay, this episode really grossed me out with Travis and Courtney. Oh, the kiss. Them, like, making out, tongues out. So disgusting. And, like, also, I feel like they barely have any real chemistry. Like, when I listen to them, like, speak like to each talk. Other, it's like, babe, like, let's get coffee.
Do you know those, like,
I love coffee.
Real skits on, like, TikTok and Reels where comedians do it. They're like, hi, guys. And they do, like, the Kardashians, and it's, like, really, really funny. That's what it actually seems like. That's what it is. Like, they don't do, like, much more.
A five-minute conversation about caffeine. Yeah. And I was like, wait, do you guys have any chemistry, or is it just
we had so much coffee
PDA
like
thing that you guys have going
like
on?
Are you just not showing your real relationship, or is this the whole relationship,
or are they both just so vapid that that's what they think like a conversation
like,
should be?
I don't get it. Like, it's funny because like even on social media and all the other interviews, like, I don't get much from them.
No,
it's just that like the interaction's very boring.
Yeah.
Like, Corey and Chris give more.
Oh, my God. They're amazing.
I love that.
I love how Corey is always, like, the little sidekick in the back.
It's actually funny. I do miss the Keeping Up with the Kardashians on E! Vibe because way funnier. Same. And, the edits were funny.
They were, like, so much more goofy on...
This is too serious?
Yeah. I don't love the documentary style. Mm. I feel like they were, like, more fun and, like, made fun of themselves lot more. Now they're trying to, like, prove something to us the whole time on the show. It's, like, always, like, we're so hardworking. Here are all of our businesses. Yeah. And
it's, like, we already know. Yeah. We follow you on social media. We know you work hard. Like, nobody doubts it. It's like, look at your bodies. That's hard work.
Yeah. So someone was saying, Kardashian Colloquium that I follow on Instagram was saying that they think that this whole episode of her, or like this whole experience of her trying to like try on the dress, was actually just a Skims ad, because like she ended up fitting in the dress because she wore the two.
That makes sense. Well, she didn't even fit into the dress.
Yeah. I mean, she barely did.
It was open.
Yeah. And she had to take it off. Yeah. She couldn't even sit in it.
Like, it's terrifying. That dress did not fit at all. That is not what you call fit.
She should have, I don't think
nobody would have known.
I don't think the look was that much, like, that big of a deal as how she thought it was.
Nobody
like,
cared. It really wasn't, like, as iconic. It didn't give me, iconic.
Like, the wow factor. Like, I
of think, the
like,
Balenciaga look with the black everything.
Yeah, I think that was, like, more of a moment. I think Blake Lively's look this past Met Gala was way better. Like, the whole outfit change that she did with the Statue of Liberty, like, that's a moment. Kim's was kind of just like falling flat for me. I feel like the dress didn't mesh well with her skin tone. The blonde, like, oh my God, can we just talk about how I'm worried for her hair? Like,
I'm dying it.
And my hair was hurting.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to dye your hair like that quickly blonde.
It was hurting. I'm glad it's still blonde. Like, she hasn't gone back, because like, you should keep it if you did it.
Yeah.
Like, it was hard work to get it to that point.
Yeah.
And like,
but like, shouldn't she have maybe started this like a few weeks ago or something? Like,
can't she wear a wig?
Yeah. I think she would have like killed it in a wig, because she can get like the best, like most expensive, like natural looking wigs.
This was just like a blonde bun. Yeah. Like, no, it wasn't anything.
She didn't like give me the glam that Marilyn Monroe usually gets.
Honestly, I don't know. Unpopular opinion, but I don't get the fascination and the obsession with Marilyn. All these Hollywood stars act like she's the only person that's ever been famous before. She's the only bombshell like in the world, like blah blah blah. Like, yeah, her story is tragic and she was beautiful and she was all these things and she was captivating, but like, there's a lot of all Hollywood stars that like give the same energy.
But I feel like she was like the main like sex symbol, which like,
just feel like they're overdoing it. Like, why are you so obsessed with her? Paris Hilton, like everyone, Lindsay Lohan, like everyone has this weird Marilyn obsession.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's other celebrities out there. Like, where's the Audrey obsession?
Yeah. No.
Like, it's just like strange to me. So I feel like that whole moment was not as big as she thought it was. Like, nobody cared that you put on Marilyn's dress. If in fact people were mad, they were like, why do you need to do this? Let the poor woman rest. What are you gonna do, put her expired makeup on too?
And oh my God, her like looking at the expired makeup, I was like, gross. Really, this is gross.
Nasty. Like, just like do you are an icon yourself. You don't need to relive this other poor woman's like life.
Do something creative, like on your own.
Like, work with a designer to create something. Like, everything you put on is a look. What was your top, like, most favorite Kim Kardashian Met Gala look?
I did love, like, the all-black Balenciaga. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to, like, remember all of them. I know they showed them on the...
Okay, so there was that Givenchy couch when she was
pregnant. Oh, I hated that one.
That was terrible. There was that really boring Le Vaughn look, the blue dress with the tuxedo dress. That was super boring.
Boring.
I have an answer for this, and it's, like, very, very straightforward, and that's the only answer for me, and, like, there's nothing else. It's that Mugler dress with the raindrops.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, corset. Yes. That's my favorite,
that,
too.
That made my jaw drop when she put that on.
Yes.
So, like, after that, I'm like, girl, you can't top that.
I usually always just like Kendall's.
Exactly.
Kendall always, like, Kendall shows
up. Kendall's amazing, always. But, like, that look, that dress, the whole, like, you know, the latex, the raindrop, like the crystals, like, everything, the waist. Like, that's, like, the whole, the wet look hair.
That was, like, it was incredible. Interesting to look at.
It was jaw-dropping. Stunning.
Yeah.
And, like, it was interesting. This, everything else, like, what is this?
She was treating it almost like a costume. Yeah. Like, it's, I know.
It's not a costume, like, party. Like, it is, but it's not.
But, like, you should be a little bit more creative.
You should create your own thing. Yeah. You should come as a designer's guest.
It's not Halloween.
Work with someone. Yeah, it was giving Halloween. And, like, it's just, like... It wasn't as iconic as I thought. Like, she was so proud of herself coming up with it, which I love.
For,
the,
like,
process.
How much hype there was, like, it fell flat. No.
And I just feel like, why would you try to damage this, like, dress? Like, it's iconic. It's priceless. Like, it's just, like, it's so,
she,
like
bullied her way into it. Like,
you don't need to do that. You can have any dress in the world.
You can create your own dress. Like, people would die for that.
That would fit you like a glove. You look, this is the best you've ever looked.
Yeah.
Why,
like,
aren't you
Chloe's
going with
dress
it?
Looked fucking amazing.
It
she
did.
She looked stunning. I loved.
I did. Love that.
It fit her perfectly.
She,
like,
looks beautiful. She was so nervous. It was really cute. I'm not sure about her being invited before and just, like, choosing not to go.
Yeah,
I don't see any Kardashians putting down that opportunity.
Kris Jenner, there's no way, even if Khloe was like, okay, I don't like red carpets, there's no way that Kris Jenner wouldn't be like, get your fucking ass up on that red carpet and work for us.
I just, like, laugh every time they complain about being famous.
Yeah.
Her and Kendall and Kylie give the same energy. It's like, oh my God, why do we have
to
do red carpets? I wish we didn't.
Narrative.
Nobody's forcing you.
This whole show is that narrative.
Yeah, it
and
is.
It's like, we know you,
like, you love being famous.
Off
shut the fuck up.
Famous. Sorry, we're getting a little heated.
Like, but you don't need to cry about it. Like, nobody's putting a gun to your head and is like, oh, you have to walk a red carpet.
No.
Like, no, you don't really have
to. Also, like, okay, I went to the Met Gala. It's like, you just walk through. It's not, like, that difficult. There's not,
you,
like,
were there during the whole, oh my God, all the five sisters are there together.
It's like, it's not that hard. Like, you don't, they actually don't take a lot of interviews. So they literally just, like, walk straight through. Like, I don't understand what's so stressful about that. Like,
it was cute, though, how they were, like, you know, when they were trying things on and, like, Kim was like, Khloe, 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 everyone's going to be yelling your name. But I'm like, that's every red carpet.
Yeah.
Like, is it not?
Like, like, that's also, like, when you just go to a restaurant, like, you're famous.
You have paparazzi is going to be yelling at you all the time outside of anything.
And you guys call the paparazzi. Yeah. We know. Like,
like, this happens outside of Delilah. Like, we know.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like, you know, this.
Like, you're not used to it. Uh-huh. Sure. Like, you only been famous, like, your entire adult life.
I just feel like if you don't want to do it, you don't do it. Like, remember the Osbournes? They had a whole other daughter nobody knew about because she didn't want to be on the show. She didn't want to be famous.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what she looks like. It's a mystery.
Yeah.
And, like, you could have that.
No, they... It's all such a, like, fake narrative because we all know that they love being famous.
Like, I know you don't love shitty rumors about you and being embarrassed, like,
but that comes with the territory.
But, like, that's what happens.
Yeah.
And you date other famous people, that's what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And I feel like the only realistic person is Kim, who's like, I'm loving this, I live for this, I dreamed of this, I worked for this, and I'm gonna enjoy every moment. And I'm like, I love that energy.
I honestly get so annoyed because it's like the only thing that those like they're talking about now.
They
it's
don't
like,
bring anything else to it. They're hiding their children. They're not showing their babies. They're not giving baby names. It's like you're on a reality
show. There's
not
enough, like, relationship.
Yeah.
Like,
no one's in a relationship.
Like, I want to see Kendall and Devin Booker.
No.
Like, I want to see...
Courtney and
Travis
are,
and Kylie.
Like,
I want to see...
Carrying this entire show on their little, like, weird relationship.
But it's, like, the most
boring
conversations.
They don't give anything.
Yeah. It's all just about like trying clothes on. Like,
who doesn't want to see Travis and Kylie?
An ad for their.
You barely see Kylie as it is, with or without Travis. You don't see her.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm done with this.
I want to see more of their kids. I want to see like other things.
I want to see her create their Kylie collection, like Kylie Cosmetics collections.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm like, oh, holiday launch. How did you come up with that? Did she come up with that?
No, maybe not.
I want to watch it. Like, you know, it's exciting.
I'm not loving this. Whole
they're not
style.
Being goofy, they're not being funny, they don't have those like crazy iconic funny memeable moments that like they used to have back in the day. They're not beating each other with purses. So it's like everyone's just like,
I miss Todd Crane's era.
Oh my god, that was amazing. I miss the era where Kim and Courtney started beating the shit out of each other. That was fun recently.
Oh my god, so good.
That was great. Now it's just like, okay, their house is sterile, the show is sterile, everything is sterile. Why are you doing a reality show if you're not
getting
anything
bored.
Away? Yeah. And like now if she breaks up with Pete, she's not going to ever mention him again. It's just going to be gone.
Oh,
like,
wait. Did you see that? Okay. In the scene where she's trying on the dress for the first time, Pete is there and they cropped him out.
Yeah.
Because there was that whole footage where
he was supposed
like,
to be trying
he
on
He was
thing.
Like, suck your ass in, Kim. Like, just suck it in. And she was like, I can't. Like, what do you mean? And so I found it so weird that they like cropped him out. And it's like, we all saw the initial video footage.
This was a public relationship. Why are you pretending it never happened?
Yeah. Like, you don't need to pretend.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it kind of like makes me wonder like what happened.
What happened?
How did that end? Because like this is weird.
I did enjoy them name dropping Dumois.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Celebs, they're just like us.
I love how she called it the Bible.
Yeah. I'm like, ooh, that's good for you.
I'm like, samesies, mine also.
Yeah, I love that. That I mean, that's amazing. So like, I don't know. It was so boring. Italy was the same as always. Like, okay, like, you know, he had, like, this was Dolce & Gabbana's great return from being canceled.
Yeah. I don't know why that was their first choice, considering all the drama behind them.
Because they hosted their wedding and paid for it.
Like, I feel like they could have another designer if they wanted to.
I guess. I mean, if they wanted to host my wedding in Italy, I'd be like, sure. I mean... Yeah, I didn't love the dress. I mean, but we know that like, I hate that whole look.
I
love the veil.
I
hate
a short
dress. No,
like,
I hate a short
on a
dress.
Wedding.
And also, she's so small. Like, she doesn't need to wear such a short dress. Like, I don't know.
That was giving Spirit Halloween.
It did look like a, you know, like the Bride of Chucky costume something.
Yeah.
Like, it was like a Halloween costume bride.
And she could do so much. And she's just
and
like,
she's beautiful.
Yeah.
And like, it's her, like, you know, the one time she gets married, she could have anything. And Dolce dresses are normally so beautiful.
Yeah.
You could literally have anything.
I thought it was like a cool juxtaposition of Courtney getting the dress fitted to her exactly. And then Kim... trying to fit into a dress.
Exactly. That could have been you too, Kim.
Yeah.
Like, I hate Courtney and Travis's Met look.
Oh my god, no.
That was not it.
Tom Brown, what are you doing?
They're like,
I
these
know
looks only
to
work
be
together.
Like,
I'm like,
masculine
they don't.
And like structural, but like, I was not.
Okay, first of all,
it
wasn't giving.
Like, glam.
It wasn't giving Gilded Age.
Yeah.
First of all, but we know Courtney doesn't care about a theme. And then second of all, which bothers me, because I'm like, oh, you're so lucky you get to go to this.
This would be such a fun theme.
Yeah,
like,
it's like the most fun theme. And then they're like, oh, these costumes only work well together. I'm like, not really.
They look horrible either
together
way.
Or I know not. Exactly.
I don't know what was going on there.
Like, that whole look was not it. I just feel like ever since Courtney got with Travis, her style has taken a nosedive. And I don't know why that is.
Yeah, do you think he's, like, controlling her style, kind of like Kanye?
No, because I don't think he cares.
Yeah.
I think his style is chill. He still hasn't changed.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know if she changed her stylist or something, like the Danny Michelle stylings are not it for me.
I feel like she's trying to fit, like, more of, like, a punk rock
style. But, like, she's choosing really weird looks.
Now that she's with him. And, like, doesn't... I like
Megan
her.
Fox is doing that, too. But Megan Fox looks amazing doing
that.
Like,
there's,
her
like, a way
fun.
To do it where it's, like, glam and, like,
campy
and, like...
But
cute.
Everything she wears recently is, like, unflattering on her.
Yeah.
And, like, she always looks amazing.
She doesn't know how to, like, dress for her body
now. It feels like she doesn't. And, like, I don't know, whoever's dressing her is, like, not, like, telling her, like, hey, maybe not wear that dress.
Yeah. Too many yes men around her.
Honestly. Courtney, if you need some honest advice, I'm here.
Slide in the DMs.
Honestly. Like, because, like, I feel like they all share a stylist now. And, like, you know, Kim looks amazing. Like, yeah. Better than ever.
But, I mean,
Chloe looks amazing.
I'm so bored of Kim's Balenciaga glove looks. Oh, like, yeah. I just want
okay,
to
now I'm bored of it because everyone's copying it.
Yeah.
Did you see at the CMAs?
Kelsey Ballerini.
And someone else had the same dress. And I'm sorry. If this look is getting worn at the CMAs, it's not edgy enough for you to be wearing.
I think it's already expired.
It's now gonna be, it's like now they're having all the like, you know, Fashion Nova and all the fast fashion places like make those same like dresses with the gloves and
I
everything.
Hate it. It doesn't like, and I'm like give anything. It's just so boring.
It looked cool on one red carpet. Like, can we retire that look? Like, it was not it. I don't get it.
Not a vibe.
No. So I'm like, this whole like style, like era of Kim Kardashian for Balenciaga needs to end.
Yeah.
She was.
But like, how many different colors can we see the same outfit?
Right. I did not love. So she recently got an award for Skims at the Fashion Something Awards. CFDA Awards.
Yeah.
I did not love that like, what is it? Like a shiny. No. Weird see-through dress
look.
You didn't?
Look. I liked it.
I did not love it. And I didn't like the hair with it either.
I thought it was nice. I loved so much Chloe's. Chloe looked amazing.
Chloe looked like a work of art.
Yeah.
Like, that dress looked like it was like, she was born with that dress.
It looked like it was like painted on
her.
Yeah,
yeah. It was like stunning. Spectacular. So I was expecting that kind
Chloe's
of craft.
Chloe's style has really been like amazing for me.
I feel like the better her body gets, the more she has fun with dressing up and more like risks she takes.
Yeah.
So her style has really like evolved, I think, in a good way.
Yeah. I think Chloe and Kendall are my favorite for fashion. And sometimes Kylie
I love
too,
Kim.
But
most of the time, but this one was not it. What's that like? You know, like that cheap, like plastic wrap people
like
put on couches,
garbage bag-ish.
No, like you know, like that clear plastic wrap, like old people put on like a leather couch to not stain it.
Yeah,
that's what it looked like, and I was just like, I'm not loving this.
I mean, I liked the like shininess of it.
I love when she wears latex.
Yeah,
I just feel like this wasn't latex; it was just like see through, and like I just feel like it was like probably making sounds every time she walked.
Oh my god, it definitely was. I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was an interesting look.
I just feel like she's done better.
It looked like a like wet almost.
I like her like weird like rubber looking look from the other weekend.
Yeah,
that was like a Balenciaga look, I think, but like it was like. She looked like a tire, like a truck tire, because it was all rubber and black.
Yeah.
But, like, it looked cool.
Yeah, that's how I thought about this CFDA look. Okay. I thought it looked really cool.
That's fair.
Anyways, what else do we have?
We need to discuss the Lindsay Lohan return.
Oh, my God, yes. How can I forget? This.
We watched this movie yesterday. Falling for Christmas.
I am so here for Lindsay Lohan's renaissance. Mm-hmm. Like, she is giving. Like, her acting was amazing.
Loved it.
It's, like, such a cheesy, like, corny Christmas movie. But, like, it was a Hallmark movie. Like, enjoyable to watch. Because, like, I was just so happy for Lindsay.
I was shocked to see Court Overstreet.
Yeah. I was like, this is the most random pairing ever. Yeah. But
it was like a crazy, campy, like insane, like fun, like movie. Like it was actually a Hallmark movie for real. But like she was definitely too good for it. Her skills were definitely misused.
But I really hope that like people see this and like start putting her in 100%. Bigger movies again.
I hope to see her more
like,
stuff.
Oh, she was
so good. And she looks so good. She looks healthy.
She looks glowing. Like she like aged backwards.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing? What Botox routine do you have?
She was looking super like alarming and like not like herself. And I was like, wow, she will never look like herself again. And now she looks fully like her old self.
Yeah.
She looks like she went from Mean Girls to this.
Yeah.
Like it was
crazy. And I'm so glad she's gotten rid of that like weird accent she was doing. Yeah. Like
and
she's
the red hair's back.
Yeah. She looks amazing.
Dubai looks good on her.
I'm loving it. I want to see more of Lindsay.
And like the singing, the acting.
She looks so good at the premiere too. Did you see
all
those
photos? Yes, yeah. And all the like talk show circuit, like all of her outfits, all her like little humor. Like she was being so cute. It's like a really nice.
She's
comeback.
Really on the up and up. I love it.
Yeah, I can't wait to see her in more stuff. And I'm pretty sure Netflix is gonna keep putting her in stuff because like I think she proved herself.
Yeah.
Like, that was really, really fun. It was, I guess, my first official Christmas movie of the season.
I'm gonna marathon Like a Million. I love my Christmas movies.
You know, like on, I think it was on Hulu that they have the whole like Hallmark pack where they just play all the movies. So every time I turn on Hulu to watch like the Kardashians or something, they're like Christmas Fiance, Christmas on a Farm, Christmas in California. And I'm like, oh my God, yes, yes, all of these are happening. Once my tree's up, that's it.
Yes.
It's go time.
I DVR all of them that are on the Hallmark channel.
I don't miss any of them. It's embarrassing.
They're amazing.
We go from Spooktober to Hallmark season.
Yes. Straight into it. Anyways, well, thank you guys so much for gossiping with us. We had so much fun.
I wish you were here more often so we could do this in person.
Yes.
Because this is a different vibe.
You have to come visit in Amsterdam.
So thank you for listening to us, watching us today.
Thanks so much for gossiping with us. Hope you enjoyed it. Please rate us 5 stars on the Apple Store and Spotify.
Bye, besties.
Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.